You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors on a very routine day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg. And this podcast is proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Greg, since we spoke this morning at 9:30, after half an hour of JSE's trading, the market's gone a little bit more negative than it was. And I'm looking at the S&P 500 and I'm saying to myself, well, it's actually up on the day now, very, very slightly. Let's call it unchanged. So what on earth happened to us?
Yeah, and it wasn't one of those days where you could say there was a catalyst and this news came out and, oh, we all ran for cover.
Yes.
It was a slow meltdown. You know, we're 300 down, it's an hour in, let's go make some coffee, come back, we're 400. Okay, well, I mean, it's just a nice pass. And then it comes the end of the day, we're 768 points. It just sort of sneaked up on us.
Hmm.
Probably the banks, the main culprits there, that index down 2%. But, you know, resources also gave in on us down 1.3% as well. So it's just red across the board, really. I think the market is we're just so news-driven at the moment, obviously waiting for Chairman Powell to tomorrow night. So everyone's put, well, let's put all buying on hold until we know what the Americans are planning here.
It's such a load of rubbish. I mean, waiting for Powell. Who's waiting for Powell? I mean, we've just had the jobs numbers. We know what's going to go on. We know what he's said. I mean, what if he raises rates by 0.25%? What if he cuts rates by 0.25%? What does that really mean? I don't think that the market should be so self-obsessed with Powell. They should be looking at earnings. Maybe it's earnings that they're looking at, because I saw something on CNN earlier today to say that earnings are going to be 2.6% lower than they were this time last year. And again, it's not massive, but it's not what we're used to.
Yeah, there's a couple of things. BASF in Germany came out with numbers this morning. They're starting to be affected by these tariffs and all of these things that just kind of reinforced everyone's negativity. Obviously, we had the Deutsche Bank stories.
So you mean the Mr. Trump's policies, your mate Mr. Trump, his policies are causing this, yeah?
No, but I think it's just the mood that the market's really in. But it's a skittish market for sure.
Trump renews attack on UK ambassador Kim Darroch. There was a diplomatic faux pas from the UK ambassador to the United States of America.
Sorry.
It really was. But Mr. Trump, some of his tweets have been, he really, really does take this very seriously. He takes this personally. I would, you know, if you're the president of the United States, you don't recall the ambassador, you call the ambassador and say, listen, what did you mean by this? And he said, well, yeah, everyone's saying it at cocktail parties on Capitol Hill, you know, everyone talks about you, but you shouldn't take it too seriously. But he's taken it very personally.
Yes, and I think, I mean, that's just his style. That he's gonna make his feelings, you know, public, and sort of do the dirty washing in public, really. But yeah, probably trying, you know. You know, diplomats are supposed to be diplomatic, but I think that this is going to be difficult a couple of weeks for them.
If you send an email out and it says that I think Trump is a so-and-so, then that's between you and your email address. But somebody was mischievous.
Yes, you're a diplomat, in the employ of the U.S. government.
Well, not really in the employ of the U.S. government, in the employ of the U.K. government, representing Britain on behalf of the United States, actually, and U.K. citizens. But anyway, BASF is an interesting story. Do you remember in the old days when there were things called cassette players? I used to have BASF cassettes to stick in my
machine. It used to be actually a brand, quite prestigious brand. If you really wanted to be taken seriously in the mixtape world, you wanted to impress a girl, you made your favorite songs onto one tape, but you got the BASF out the top of the cupboard because you knew the quality of the sound would be a bit better. You know, Brian Davies would be very upset when he noticed his cassettes were missing.
These days you're using Bose, which is also a four-letter word beginning with B, not BASF, now BOSE, Greg.
It is actually a US brand, which seems amazing enough, because, you know, I presume by the name it was German, and also by the quality. Yeah, but it's an American brand. Yeah.
Okay, give us the indexes so we can contextualize what we're talking about now. In other words, the all share index of the JSE toppling itself by nearly 800 points. What happened? Indexes, please.
Yeah, let everybody pour themselves a quick drink before I start here.
Go on then.
Banks down just over 2%. Financials down 1.5%. Industrials down 0.81%. Retailers down 0.75%, gold index down 0.5%, Platts down 1.8%, resources down 1.3%. That left the all share down 1.3%, 768 points lower. A change of the big handle, 56,964. So, I mean, I think the recent rally was up to like 59.2. So, we've given back a lot of ground.
Yeah, indeed. I'm just looking at Bose, actually. Just let's have a look at this. Just quickly on Bose, I'll come back to the JSE in a moment because I was absolutely certain they were German. And I'm looking at it now. Bose Corporation is a privately held American corporation based in Framingham, Massachusetts, that designs, develops, and sells audio equipment. It was founded in 1964 by Amar Bose, and the company sells its products throughout the world.
Gosh. Yeah, he was a brilliant guy, and he sort of went out to MIT, and you forget how great these universities are in the US and on the technology side. And, you know, he made a product that makes me very happy.
Yes, you keep on going on about it. Just out of interest, as we are consumers in South Africa, how much did your Bose headphones cost you?
Well, that particular one in South Africa would be about 7,000 rand. I was fortunate enough to be in New York, and I got it for the equivalent of 2,800 rand at the Apple store.
So $180 or $200, something like that.
In that area, yeah. I think the rand was a bit stronger then, yeah.
I'm sure it was. Anyway, let's go back to the broad-based sell-off on the JSE Securities Exchange. Just tell us the volume again, because I was talking to Ian Cruickshanks about volume earlier on today, and he was quite depressed about it. I said, it's just holiday time, don't worry, it'll pick up. But what was it again?
Just above 15 billion. Mm. So that poor, you know, I was thinking about, you know, we obviously had the 11 on Thursday, the Independence Day, and the 12 on the Friday, which you probably could expect. It's almost, you're sort of setting the bar low. It's almost like when a stock falls to a level, you think, oh, it'll only be there for a day, it'll bounce tomorrow. And now these 14s and 15s have become the norms, the same as the 17s and 18s were coming into this. So we need something to, you know, get the trade going, really. It's extraordinary how it's fallen off.
We certainly need something. Most viewed shares today on sharenet.co.za, Libstar down 2.9%, Steinhoff down nearly 1%, Sibanye up 1.7% to 1630, and Sasol, we were talking about that this morning on the opening, down 2.6% on the day with 10% of the top views on sharenet. Yeah, Sibanye doing well, Sasol not.
Yeah, it's interesting that Sasol's on that list. Because if you look at the other three counters there, the smaller side, I mean, Steinhoff is quite small now. But it's interesting that people are looking at big stocks and trading things like Sasol. It had quite an interesting day. I mean, it turned over 900 million rands worth of shares. So it did its part in the whole JSE pot of trading, made a low, 334, close of 335, high of 346. So there was plenty to for... I think that 346, I'm just looking at it, looks like it might have been what we call a fat finger. But there was plenty for people to watch, you know, watching Sasol today.
Yes, indeed. Looking at Stock Exchange new service announcements going down from 5 o'clock downwards, and there's really nothing. There's a few broad-based black economic empowerment annual compliance reports, which is enough to turn anyone off their
supper.
You can't
sleep tonight. You read through that.
it's
onerous. I think that's the thing about being listed on the JSE now. Every little move you make, you've got to report on SENS. A lot of these things are just housekeeping, and no one has any interest in them.
No
but
interest
they have to
whatsoever.
Be reported.
Exactly right. Let's have a look at these spot prices, Greg, before we get to the top five up and down. I'm just going to get onto my page one, go to market data, scroll down to spot prices. This is sharenet.co.za, of course. And away we go. We've got the dollar rand. It was 14.17 this morning. It's currently 14.14. Against the British pound, 17.63. The euro rand is 15.86 and the euro dollar 112.10, which is exactly where it was this morning. The gold price, well, it's rallied a couple of dollars to 13.97. The platinum price 8.08, which is down $9 per ounce, and palladium is down 16 to 15.42, and Brent crude oil $64.73, which is up 21 cents per barrel. Overseas stock markets, well, the Dow Jones, after a fall of 0.4% yesterday, is currently down 0.3%. S&P is unchanged. NASDAQ is up a quarter, so not much going on there. What were the big movers up and down today, Greg, on the JSE Securities Exchange?
Yeah, on the top five up then, we did say Sibanye, that was a star in the innings of going against all the others, really, up 1.7 back to 16 rand 30. Dis-Chem, I see up 1.6, also going against the trend there because the retailers were down today. up at 24.74. Aspen, it's such an interesting day. It had a rally up to 104, you know, from below 100 last week after that withdrawal of cautionary. I thought it had an excellent performance. By midday, it was back up to 104. And then a seller sort of arrived in the market, perhaps out of the US in the later afternoon, took it back down to 101.45. Still good to see it back above 100, up 1.25% into prop. That's at 14.05, but that's really been hammered down so much. Something of a dead cat bounce that we spoke about yesterday. Mm. Harmony also doing nicely, up 1%, R32.59.
Yeah, despite the fact that the gold price mired below 1400, probably $35 below its high of around about 10 days ago. New Zealand 211/5 in the first Cricket World Cup semi-final after 46.1 overs, but there's a rain delay against India. India are going to win that, I think, Greg. And the big one tomorrow, and I know you haven't watched one ball of the Cricket World Cup, but
watching Wimbledon, yeah.
Exactly. You'd rather watch cricket than Wimbledon. But, I mean, I have to say that Coco Gauff has really, really reignited everyone's interest in tennis.
Wonderful. Yeah.
What a fantastic thing. She's 15, for goodness sake.
And, I mean, to be in the UK right now, you've got, obviously, Wimbledon, you've got the cricket, you've got the Formula One this weekend, and then there's Goodwood Festival of Speed.
Any Royal Regatta, the rowing festival. I mean, so much going on.
The month of July next year, we're going to sit in London, you and
I. I reckon we will do so. And just out of interest, England versus Australia. I mean, you hate both teams as a South African, but which one do you want in the second World Cup semi-final, Cricket World Cup semi-final tomorrow?
Definitely England. That's my second.
Thank you, Greg.
Second favourite always.
Greg Davies is
my first.
Greg Davies is the chief trader at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za.